Hey, Tim Scott Morris from the Northeast Mississippi Daily Journal. Look, he's on the phone.
Good morning.
Hello, my good radio friends. How the heck are you?
Wonderful.
Well, and you?
I complain, but we don't have the time.
Oh.
I just get into my list of complaints and we'd run out of time. So
well, that's not good.
So, the movie Lucy.
Lucy with Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is this kind of like a stealth movie? Because, you know, we see movies every week, and I just started seeing reviews for this like about a month ago or less.
Yeah.
I didn't know it existed until about 2 weeks ago or so.
I don't know. I saw the previews for it, and it was not anything I really had to go see, but it was definitely an interesting movie.
I was intrigued because I like Luc Besson, I believe his name is, the guy. He's the same guy who did the Taken movies.
Yeah.
Which we enjoyed, and he's done a bunch of others that we've enjoyed over the year, like I think he did Fifth Element.
Huh.
And so I always kind of trust him when he's doing stuff. And when I got in, see Lucy, the story is she gets coerced into having this full substance in her body.
Shanghai
that,
is more
turns
like
her
it.
Into basically slowly throughout the movie turns her into superhuman.
Yeah.
And for about the first three quarters of the movie, I was involved. I was loving it.
I was too.
I was thinking, ooh, this is really good. We're in A territory.
Yes.
In the last quarter of the movie, I'm thinking, no, that's not nearly an A. What's going on here? This is crazy.
The last quarter of the movie, I was going, why did they screw this up?
Yeah, exactly. I felt the same way. I was there. I was like, this is a great movie. I'm having fun. I even had the thought. And then again, they lost it.
Yep.
And I think it's because of stupid plotting, because I think that there are a couple of times when certain people were kept alive just so they could be available at the end.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's like, that doesn't make any sense.
That was my biggest problem with it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but I am kind of bloodthirsty.
Are you? Well, that's a good movie
you got
for you
plenty
to see
of it,
if you're bloodthirsty.
There's a lot of blood.
All right, so what kind of grades were you going to give this one?
I'm giving it a C-. The only reason I'm not giving it an F is because the first three quarters of it, I was like, oh, this is fantastic. And then it got weird and just flopped for me. I actually took JD to see it, Scott.
Yeah.
And it's a rated R movie, but we figured why it was rated R was just because, you know, of all the violence.
And he's heard that from his mother. That was my language.
He gets that from his dad every day.
Oh, okay.
But it's really graphic. This is not... Ryan wanted to see it so bad, and we were like, let's wait and see how it is first. It's really graphic.
Yeah, it is.
And it's way over a 10-year-old's head anyway. Because it's billed as a superhero movie.
But it's not
anywhere...
And it's not a superhero
movie.
No, it's not.
Which is why the 10-year-old wants to see it so badly.
Yeah.
So, I'm just going to give it a C- and say, don't take your kids. And if you get something different out of it than I did, let me know.
Scott, what are you going to give it?
Oh, I'm going to give it a C.
All right.
I feel the same way. I mean, it's weird agreeing with Kelly Carlson. I mean, I feel like there might be lightning strikes or fevers and chills going on. Something's wrong.
Could be.
But it was like she said, like I said, three quarters of the way through, it was great. If they stopped it then, it would have been a short movie, but I would have been happy.
Yep.
Well, I think the whole idea of, you know, you don't know what's going to happen in that type of situation. And I guess I did not hate the ending as bad as you guys did.
Yeah,
I didn't care for it that much, but I thought leading up to it was pretty good. I like when Morgan Freeman's doing his speech. It was almost like a documentary with the way they were doing the images and stuff.
Yeah, very creative.
It was different. It was different.
All the Animal Kingdom spots were brought in.
Exactly.
I like that a lot.
I'm going to give it a B.
A B for Bill.
Right. So not too bad. We're talking about Lucy, showing at the Malco. Check out the movie review in Thursday's scene section of the Northeast Mississippi Daily Journal, handwritten with only 10% of his brain, by M. Scott Morris.
You know, I figured out how to get by 8%.
Oh!
Yeah.